to the 18th episode of Friends in Fantasyland, a Disney podcast. My name is Jenny.
My name is Steve McClunky.
What?
It's a line that they added in the Disney Plus version of Star Wars A New Hope for no reason. They just added that extra line and everyone is in agreement that it's stupid.
Man, that line was really okay. McClunky.
Literally, yes. Like, what?
In the who shot first scene.
In the Han shoots Greedo scene, right before they shoot, Greedo just says McClunky and everyone's like, what did he just say? What? What?
He was so out
the
of
hell
place.
Does McClunky mean?
I'm Brandon, and just like every other Kingdom Hearts fan, we are still unsure what the heck Kingdom Hearts is.
Yep. Well, it's a kingdom full of hearts.
Well, you wouldn't be wrong, but...
Kind of.
But at the same time, no.
The ultimate loaded question to any Kingdom Hearts fan. So what is Kingdom Hearts?
My name is Bill. This podcast has no windows and no doors.
I appreciate that one.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If people can hear the bird from outside, then they'll know that's a lie.
My name is Matt from Friends in Fantasyland, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That was good. I like that one.
That was really good. And in today's news, I know it's old news, but we haven't talked about it yet. Epcot's getting the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Where is it going to be?
In Epcot.
Well, yes, but where in Epcotville?
I think it's taking over Ellen's
where
Ellen's energy,
was.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Galactic
goodness.
Rewind.
Yeah. Galactic Rewind. And it's going to launch you backwards first.
Yo. That's so cool.
Nice.
And then it's going to spin you the whole ride.
I love
ride.
Spinning coasters. Those
oh,
are
it's
so
spinning
fun.
The whole time?
It's like a laugh Ooh. Track in Hershey.
Oh, okay. That's not
nice.
Bad.
Or like Primeval Whirl.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of.
All right, sure.
Except it won't be seasonal.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll shut down that ride then.
Yeah, at that point.
The more I ride it, the more I'm like, okay, this can go.
It was like, it's like fun when you ride it that one time, and then like, you're like, okay, let's do something else now.
Remember when we rode it, when we went after graduation, we were crushed between...
Yeah, between Bill and Sean. Yeah.
Bill and our friend Sean, who are both like 6 foot something.
Who are very
something.
Tall, and Matt and I are both like 5'4".
Listen, you haven't lived until you've done that ride in the rain.
Oh, my goodness.
I have.
That sounds
it hurts.
Hysterical. Oh, yeah, because if it's coming down hard and you're going so fast.
I did
and
that.
You're spinning
and then,
in and out of it.
Oh,
I did Everest in the rain. Mm-mm.
What if it hails?
Ow.
Oh, my God. God. I feel like if it hurts when you rain, if it hails, it would be like
when you rain.
Did I say when you rain? Oh, if it hurts when it rains and you ride a coaster, I feel like if it hails, you get like the equivalent of like paintball welts.
Yeah.
You know,
probably.
Like.
So before we get into today's episode, I just want to remind everyone that today's episode is sponsored by Disney Bound Decals over on Etsy. She makes some awesome Disney-themed decals that you can put on your laptop, your car, your water bottle, everywhere to show off your Disney pride. So make sure you go check her out. All right, Matt, why don't you introduce today's episode?
All right, so with all these park topics, if anyone knows me, they know I'm like a sucker for organization and statistics. So I thought it would be really cool to look into the statistics of certain Disney parks. You know, how much, for example, how much popcorn is made a day or something like that. Like how many pounds of this are made every day, stuff like that. So we all looked up some interesting number-based facts.
Oh, mine are interesting, all right.
I swear to God.
We're
gonna
share
go last. I want Bill to go last.
Actually, you know what? Let's start with Matt.
Yeah, let's start with Matt.
Yeah,
okay. So yeah, I have a few interesting facts. The Disney World monorail.
The one and only.
The one and only Walt Disney World monorail shuttles about
Well, there's 100... one in Disneyland, too, but...
Well, this is Disney World specifically.
Okay.
Maybe we should do another one for Disneyland.
Okay.
Interesting.
But yeah, so the monorail at Disney World every day shuttles 150,000 people.
And I wish I was one of them today.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a trip there soon.
Yeah,
next
we're going for the 50th.
I'm just mad because, like, you guys want to, like, here's the thing. You guys want to do that, and then my friend's like, so for my birthday, I want you and me to go to Walt Disney World. I'm like, I'm like, but I have to save the other trip.
Oh, no. Literally.
I'm like, if I had the money.
Right now, we have a group of 10 interested in going. I think that's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be insane.
It's going to be fun.
How much work is it going to be to wrangle everyone, though?
I'm so nervous to book this trip.
Listen, it's okay.
You'll do a great job, Jenny.
You'll be fine.
You always do.
We will help you as much as you need.
I'm going to book. I'm just literally going to book fast passes for all of us together, and then I'm going to say, all right, scatter. meet me at 3:30 for Expedition Everest.
That's disperse. A good idea, though. Honestly, it's not bad.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Brandon, you should plan the entire trip.
Hasn't been since he was 3.
You remember
since I was 3? I said when I was 11.
I thought it was 12.
Same difference.
12. Yeah.
See, I pay attention.
But same difference.
Age is just a number, Brandon.
Wait, what's the same difference? 11 and 12 or 11 and 3?
Yes. 11 and 3. Yes, both.
The math teacher listening must be very pleased with us.
Yes. No, the teacher, the person who actually teaches children is actually very confused right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So continue.
So, more numbers. It's a small world. Oh, everyone loves this ride.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes. My favorite.
Well, 256 million guests have loved it enough to ride it since its opening.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yes,
I mean, since opening, there's...
I believe it was an opening day attraction, too, was it?
I think so.
Yep. That's almost as many children have gotten trapped in.
I mean, that's a lot, but at the same time, if it didn't
have that... Yeah, all the animatronic dolls are the kids that have gotten trapped in It's a Small World, and they convert them into animatronic dolls.
Wait, just a minute.
Is that a conspiracy theory?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
Disney conspiracy theories are freaking wild, so you never know.
We should do that for an episode.
Yes,
it's a tiny, tiny world. That's the thing they were doing in Family Guy. Michael Eisner kidnaps Stewie.
Oh, well, that's your first problem.
Okay. At the Walt Disney World Resorts, 285,000 pounds of laundry is done every day.
Wow.
That's a lot of laundry.
Actually, that might not be at the resorts. This one was a little confusing. It might be like cast member outfits, too.
Okay.
If they do them in
Even then, that's a lot of laundry.
It's a lot of laundry in a day.
Yeah.
How much laundry detergent must they use?
Gallons. At least 5.
Thank you, Jenny. Five more.
Maybe 6.
Hit you both. 5, maybe 6.
And then Enchanted Tales with Belle. Jenny, what is Enchanted Tales with Belle?
What is it?
Yeah.
Have you never done it?
No, I've never done it.
Oh, so it's like it's an attraction, but it's not a ride. It's like an interactive experience where you go as guests, and you're there to surprise Belle, and you're there to retell the story of Beauty and the Beast, and it's interactive, so they give, like, cardboard cutouts of, like, knights to give to the kids, and, like,
Knight! Oh,
and you march up, and you're like, hi, Belle, and then Belle comes in herself, and it's, like, it's really cool animatronics, actually, and you're retelling the story of Beauty and the Beast to Belle for, I don't know if it's her birthday, or just, like, we're here to surprise you, and...
That's cool.
There's a really cool... You start off in the cottage, Belle's cottage, and one of the cast members uses magic to turn the magic mirror into a doorway. And the way they do it is so cool. Like, I don't even know how they do it. It's Disney magic.
That's neat.
But I have to show you guys a video of it later. It's so cool.
That's cool. Yeah, so in the library with the Enchanted Tales with Belle attraction... There are over 12,000 real books in that library.
Oh, well, time to check them out.
All 12,000 of them.
Yep. Yep. Once. I don't know how I'm gonna fit. You know what? They're gonna be on top of the plane. I'm gonna glue them on the plane.
Glue them onto the plane.
Well, Belle, if you like them all that much, they're yours. But yeah, I thought those were really cool. I had a bunch of other really cool ones written down, but then I figured I'd narrow it down a little bit. I had like a number for how many rooms were in like all the Walt Disney World resorts.
I'm glad you didn't say that because that was one of mine.
I'm glad you didn't say that either because that's mine too.
No! Well, I found it to be very outdated because it was from 2016. Unless you guys found a more updated version of
it. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because they even just opened the River Era Resort.
Yeah, they opened a few new ones since then. Maybe just that one? I'm not sure exactly.
I don't know. I feel like...
I feel like they opened one more since 2016.
Yeah, it's been 4 years. I don't know.
It has been 4 years. Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway.
Old!
Jenny, that's all I have. You want to go?
Sure. Okay. Well, I did 4 stats, and I did one for each of the parks. So my first one's back in Magic Kingdom. Like Matt already mentioned this one, Over 250 million people have written It's a Small World at Magic Kingdom. You know, there's a, It's a Small World.
After all.
I don't. Thank there's you, not Bill. One in every park. I think one of the parks is missing one.
I think Disneyland Wait, has what? One.
Disneyland definitely has one. Like, around the world.
Oh, it's a small world.
I think.
Man, I'd like to see the animal version of It's a Small World.
I think Shanghai doesn't have It's a Small World, or Hong Kong doesn't.
Okay.
I feel like it's Shanghai.
I think it's Shanghai. So, Epcot's the Land Pavilion, where you can go ride Soarin', Living with the Land. Mm-hmm. When you need to wait for your Soarin' Fast Pass, you ride Living with the Land.
Literally. I enjoy that ride. I think it's cute.
I like it. It's a nice change.
Wait, is that the one where, like, you're on a boat going through?
Through the greenhouse.
Okay,
greenhouse.
I have an amazing story about that ride. I went on that ride with my uncle, and my uncle was, like, he's into, like, super, like, exciting things, right?
Plants.
So we went on this ride with my uncle, and the whole time we're sitting there, and I can tell he's just so bored out of his mind. And then, like, at one point, like, the person's, like, talking about, like, the greenhouses and, like, tomatoes and whatever, and at one point he turns to me and just goes, and then the dinosaurs came, or Godzilla, something, just blow up!
Jeez.
It was so funny, I was dying.
It was like an explosion.
Blow something up!
The explosion I thought it...
I love my uncle.
Does he live in a Michael Bay movie?
I thought it was really funny. This past year, for the first time ever, they gave it a holiday overlay.
Really?
They did.
No way.
All they did was string a bunch of Christmas lights in the tunnel and call it a day.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
They did it all out for everything else. Do we really need to go out for this?
Oh it looked God, like they just funny. Hung them up like on command hooks and called it a day.
It would have been cool if they put, like, Santa hats on the Mickey pumpkins.
Yeah, maybe they did that. Oh, I don't know, but I swear all...
That's really funny.
I'm skimming through the YouTube video. All I saw was just, like, Christmas lights in the tunnels. And I'm like, are we really going to call this an overlay?
Funny.
All right.
For real.
That's funny.
Anyways, Epcot's The Land Pavilion grows more than 30 tons of fruits and veggies every year. Wow. Then the produce is served at restaurants all over Walt Disney World property.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's right. They do grow the food there for the restaurants.
Yeah, specifically also they have the Garden Grill in the Land Pavilion, which is a rotating restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually overlooks into the land. I wanted to eat there too, but then I looked at the menu and it really wasn't my style.
Oh, okay. I think it's all like vegetarian.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very little meat.
So,
well.
But it is character meet and greet, and Mickey meets in the cutest little farmer outfit. And I'm like,
Chip and Dale meet there too.
I love Chip and Dale.
No, they're vegetable.
I would pay the price of a character meet and greet meal just to meet Chip and Dale.
What did you just say, Bill? I completely missed your joke, but you were looking at me like it was a really stupid joke.
You said they meet there? They vegetable there since they don't serve a lot of meat.
Oh my goodness.
You're right, Matt. That was a really stupid joke.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I like that one.
It was clever, thank but you, wow.
Okay. So we're going to switch over to Animal Kingdom now. So on Expedition Everest, which is the really fun coaster, it takes more power than a 747 jet engine to bring the Yeti on Expedition Everest to life.
And even then, he's still in B mode.
I don't know if that... It probably meant when he was in A mode to move
Fair.
Him.
Yeah.
Now he's in B mode and he's not brought to life.
It probably takes...
Poor Yeti.
Nothing.
Now he just kind of stands there. But I thought that was really interesting because I know a lot of airplane facts because my dad used to work on airplanes. So
oh, did he?
Yeah, he used to work as an airplane engineer
for Pan Am.
For Pan Am before they closed.
Oh wow!
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking like the Yeti's just kind of standing there with flashing lights on him, kind of like Palpatine in Force Awakens or Rise of Skywalker. He's just there with flashing lights on him.
So yeah, I know my dad's always told me like a lot of airplane facts, so I figured I'd add one more to the reservoir of airplane facts.
Thank you, Jenny.
So then the last one in Hollywood Studios, Tower of Terror is 199 feet tall. It doesn't hit. Steve is giving me a look.
I don't like this.
He's got a fear of elevators, so Tower of Terror is not his thing.
Tower of Terror is like...
It's my
half
thing.
Of what caused my fear of elevators.
That's true.
It's literally.
Really?
Yeah, literally. I went on Tower of Terror and I'm like, that was horrible. I hope that never happens to me in real life. And then it happened to me in real life. Oh. And now I can't go on elevators without like panicking.
Oh. I like Tower of Terror.
But go on, Jenny. Finish your effect.
So it doesn't hit 200 feet tall because then it would need a red blinking light for safety from airplanes. And
oh, wow.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't know that.
I think the only one that beats it is Everest. I think Everest is 199 and a half.
Wow. Just barely missing that red light quota.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
But yeah, so no building in Disney World reaches over 200 feet tall.
Wow. Interesting. I guess not even the castle. I think the castle's...
The castle's 189.
189?
Yeah.
I think that's 199.
Well, landmarks and attractions. I don't know about hotels or anything like that, but landmark and attractions in the parks.
It's to keep the Disney magic. Yeah. So hotels probably don't fall under immersion. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the red blinking light on top of Cinderella's castle would be a little...
A little obvious.
Yeah.
Bill, Tower of Terror is a hotel.
You're right.
This is a hotel. Also, fun fact, while I did research for this one, but I couldn't use it because it wasn't a number fact, the girl hologram in Tower of Terror, when you go up the first time the door is open, you see all the guests.
I can't see it. My glasses are off.
All right. Normal people.
Normal people.
You're wearing glasses.
Ha! My contacts ripped.
Hold on. I want to point out that not just her and Matt, but also Steve are all wearing glasses.
Well, I'm wearing glasses because I was legitimately too lazy to put my contacts in this morning.
Jenny's ripped.
That's the
only
reason.
Yeah, my contacts ripped.
I hate when that happens.
I apologize to all of our other listeners that wear glasses. I didn't mean it.
She made a spectacle of herself.
You did not.
You need to leave, Matt.
Oh, but your vegetable pun was so good.
Because it was finger looking good, Matt.
Vegetables? That's KFC. Chicken.
You're chicken. I'm calling everyone out today.
Got him.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh,
about Tower of Terror.
A little girl is holding a Mickey Mouse doll. That's all I wanted to say.
That's so wholesome, except she's dead.
That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, my God.
All right, that was my fun facts.
So here's mine.
Wait, we were supposed to do number statistics?
Bill, that's what a statistic,
that's what a statistic is.
I'm going to make you a statistic.
Please explain.
Actually, it does.
How?
Because you're just a number. We're all just numbers in the grand scheme.
We live in a society.
We live in a society. All right.
Anyway, okay. So, here... Man, if I wasn't excited for Bill's before... So, as mentioned before...
Wait, what do you mean you have no number things? One of the things I'm about to mention is a number thing, which you said you also had!
I have some number things.
But let me guess, most of them
are number things.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, all right.
Just go see.
So, Matt briefly mentioned this before about the hotel rooms. There are 23,000 rooms throughout the various Disney hotels.
I had 27,000.
Well, you had a more updated version, apparently.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
There are 27,000 rooms throughout the Disney hotels, which...
In World, right?
Yeah, okay. in World.
Land
so,
does not
so
have
let's,
mirrors.
Hold up. So how many, Jenny, how many, on average, how many people can fit in a room?
Can fit in a room?
On average,
yes.
I guess. Probably...
I'd go with five.
Five?
On average.
Okay, so that's 115,000 people.
Yep.
In Disney hotels.
Wow. Nice.
Okay.
This one makes me even more excited.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Lord.
Hollywood Studios Galaxy's Edge is 14 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm so excited to go.
That's a lot of
I know
acres.
The biggest park is Animal because of all the
because of all the safari stuff, yeah. 14 acres of Star Wars, and that makes me very happy.
That's really... That's a lot.
I know. and the next one, this is the one that I said will upset you, Jenny.
Oh, no.
The average number of Coca-Colas consumed at Disney World is 75 million.
Don't talk to me.
Like, a day?
Now, you know what shows...
I'm a Pepsi
Is that
fan.
Daily?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what shows how... You know what also shows how unhealthy we are? Compare that to the number of water bottles consumed, which is only 13 million.
Ooh.
Wow.
That really shows how unhealthy we are.
And you should only be drinking water in Disney World to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
It's
so hot.
Be in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's literally...
How many Coca-Colas?
75 million.
Million. What the hell?
It might also be the fact that
that's
is cheaper than water.
That's a 62 million number difference.
Yeah, but you gotta think.
Between
in
people.
In most places you go to, soda is cheaper than water.
That's
and you know
true.
What?
Disney gives free water.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, not water bottles, cups of water.
No, but I'm talking about, like, water bottles.
Oh, okay.
You're on vacation, so it's easier to be like, I'll be healthy another time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. Yeah, those are my stats. I didn't really have that many.
No, that's cool. The soda one's really interesting.
Yeah, it really shows that...
How the problem we are.
Well, I am proud to say I'm a part of those water bottles.
Because she only drinks Pepsi.
I'm with Jenny on that. I had Coca-Cola in my house recently, and it was kind of like the only thing there because we were out of water bottles. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll take one. And I drank it, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
There is a difference. I taste it.
There is, like, 100%.
I gotta admit, I like Coke more.
Coke has a more, like, cherry flavor.
Yeah.
Jenny, you're going to...
And
you're gonna
taste
take
that now.
Oh, we've already had that discussion before. It's a losing battle for me.
Oh.
All right, Brandon, what facts do you got?
Okay, so who here likes Splash Mountain?
I do. Splash Mountain?
Yes, Splash Mountain.
I'm going to marry your father, man. The wedding will be really, really long.
We've mentioned this like a bunch of times on the podcast.
We've discussed what it is.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. We
not on the show.
Yeah, we have.
Did we?
Yeah, I edited the episode where we do.
Oh, okay.
It's a quick whole article.
Okay.
I really want to just like read the article.
That'd be really fun.
Absolutely.
But go on, Brandon. Splash Mountain.
Anyway, so Splash Mountain holds roughly 965,000 gallons of water.
Wow. That's a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
And the speed of the water is 28,000 gallons per minute.
Wow.
Well, hold up. How many gallons are there?
Actual ride, there's Steve roughly 965,000 gallons.
65,000.
965,000.
965,000 gallons. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's... How many per minute?
28,000 per minute.
Like, that's how much water is produced?
No, that's how much water is being used to, like, push the flume forward.
So that's like...
Wow.
That's like 34 miles per hour, then.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And then, this is also backstage. Backstage, in the reservoir... It holds 1 million gallons of water.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a big building back there.
Yeah, so a lot of water in that building, man.
It's like, gosh. What'd you turn Jamaican for
a second? I don't know.
Because Sebastian says under the sea.
That's fair.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, if I had like a cool Jamaican accent, you know, you'd like me better.
But, and everyone knows about Hidden Mickeys, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Are they?
Do you know how many Hidden Mickeys are there?
In Disney World?
62,000.
That's a big number.
There's no reported number.
Wow, really?
It has been stated that over 1,000 sightings of Hidden Mickeys have been recorded. However, Disney has never come out and said how many Hidden Mickeys there actually are.
Wow.
Okay. Disney themselves probably doesn't even know.
It makes sense, though, because I imagine they're going to keep changing them with, like, events and everything.
Which also brings up another
thing. And, like, whenever they add a new thing, like with Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
You know, who knows how many Hidden Mickeys are in there?
Which also brings up another thing. You cannot prove nor deny a sighting of a Hidden Mickey.
Huh.
True.
Huh.
Wow.
Because there's no way you know if it was actually put there or if it was just by accident.
Yeah. Wow.
I guess that's
so. I guess that's why there's no recorded number because you don't know if it's intentional or not.
My favorite Hidden Mickey is there's in the line for the Little Mermaid ride in Magic Kingdom, there's a rock formation that has like holes in it. Mm-hmm. And when this, it only happens on certain days because the sun has to like set just the right way to shine through the rock. And there's, I think it's either a Hidden Mickey or like a Steamboat Mickey.
That's cool.
I have to look back it up. But cool, it's only on certain days because the sun has to hit the rock just the right way.
One of my favorite Hidden Mickeys.
When the sun hits your rock, like...
I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Plus, going to Epcot.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
That's a Hidden Mickey. I could only think of one word that rhymes with rock, and it was not child appropriate. Well, neither are we, but like,
I think I said this on the Parks Facts one. The flamingo rock on the safari is shaped like a Hidden Mickey.
Yes.
Also, we learned this when we went on the safari. A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance, and I will never not find that funny.
So I'm a group of flamingos.
Oh.
Well, the secret's out, everybody. Time to unzip.
But anyway, my favorite hidden Mickey is, I think it's in Wilderness Lodge. One of, like, the beams, there's, like, a hole in one of the beams, and if you look in, it's very clearly Mickey's face smiling at you.
Oh, I like cute. That one.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Oh, and finally, my last statistic, I only have three.
That's okay.
In terms of the Mickey ice cream bars?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The bars or the sandwiches?
Bars.
Okay.
Yes. I thought they didn't have bars in Disney.
The chocolate covered.
They do.
There's bars. Do they? There's literally a place called Gaston's Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bar.
I know.
Well, you're a tavern. Got him.
Oh, he got me.
Oh, my God. Anyway. But, really? Every year, roughly 3.3 million chocolate covered ice cream bars are sold.
Proud to be some of them.
Yeah. Nice. I usually get the sandwiches because it's cookies and cream flavored, and I like
bars
and cream
are where
more.
It's at.
Right, cookies and cream.
But remember, this is only the chocolate covered ice cream bars. You know that there's more.
Oh yeah.
If I went if like you the sandwiches, scope,
oh that's true.
If the amount of wider scope, it would be way right? more.
Yeah.
Probably close to like maybe the 100 billions.
Probably, but I get those like all the time.
All right.
Bill's been waiting a long time for this, so let's see what you got, Bill. Oh,
well, technically, like, maybe 2 hours since I only wrote this morning.
That's very true.
Also, I do have to apologize. I'm an idiot and didn't realize that statistics mean numbers.
You specifically asked number-based stats.
Oh, my God.
So, is that okay?
Bill,
yeah, you did the prep. Let's hear
him. What can we do with this from point?
You know what? I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm getting you a freaking dictionary.
Christmas is 10 months away.
I don't care. My birthday is closer.
And that's in June.
Okay, you know what? Fine. I'll get you a freaking a dictionary for your birthday. And
Valentine's Day.
And a thesaurus
for Christmas.
This way you know your words.
Okay, Bill, give us your story.
Oh, story? It's not a story. It's a
okay.
It's a list of facts.
All right.
And statistics.
Okay.
Did you guys know the 4 steam trains that run at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom were originally built between 1916 and 1928, and have been restored to perfect condition?
That's cute.
Yeah, I thought
well,
that was.
The years have numbers, so I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Thank you. This next one has numbers too, actually.
Okay. Oh no.
That's why I said, oh God.
What could possibly be so funny about statistics? I'm. What?
Because I failed that class.
Well, there you go!
The 48 square miles of Florida swampland, now home to Walt Disney World, it was originally purchased by Walt for $5 million. But is now estimated to be worth over $1.3 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I believe that.
Inflation.
That would be more than inflation. That would be much more than inflation.
And also all the stuff they built.
Yeah.
You're putting stock into what you do.
Yeah.
So unlike Disney World, it's a small world, which is a copy of the World's Fair model. The Magic Kingdom has the original Carousel of Progress. It was originally created for the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, but once the attraction closed, it was then moved to Disneyland. It remained there until 1973 and then was moved to Magic Kingdom, where it has remained intact and still in operation.
You know, the thing that Bill obsesses over.
Yes.
Oh, I don't every obsess episode. About it.
you couldn't
that
even.
Next fact.
You could not keep a straight face.
The lake used for Fantasmic is only about a foot deep.
Yep.
So,
really?
Yes. So even though Dopey was very dopey, he could he could not have drowned.
There was fire on the lake.
That's true.
And it's all pipes. Yeah, he was going to hit his head.
Yeah. He would have been hurt, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's only a foot deep because, as I mentioned in the previous in a previous episode, they used dark water.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, it's at night, so it's easier to hide that, too.
Yeah. Well, even during the day, you can't
tell.
That's
true, yeah.
The voice and father of the main character in the attraction Carousel of Progress is voiced by Gene Shepard, Little known fact, he is the same actor who voiced the narrator in your favorite Christmas movie, A Christmas Story.
Oh my God, I hear it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I never knew that.
Oh my God, I hear it.
Still not obsessed.
Wow. Now that's progress.
Since 1971, the Walt Disney World monorail trains have logged enough miles to make 30 round trips to the moon.
Okay, round trips. That's cool.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's a good
Wait,
one.
Round trips to the moon?
Round trips.
Crap.
Not square trips.
Round.
Oh, I'm about to... Okay.
Mr. Tom Morrow, your flight to the moon is now booked.
Best ride ever.
Please confirm your flight to the moon.
Via my foot.
What?
Via my foot. And Steve's vlog.
So after Carousel of Progress was moved from Disneyland to Magic Kingdom in 1975, the Sherman Brothers produced a new song for the Carousel of Progress when the attraction moved. The song The Best Time of Your Life was not the best song for the ride. Some might say different, but those people are incorrect. That bad song lasted until 1994, went too long. When the decision was made to return There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow to
what
the attraction.
What about Now Is the Time?
Fun fact, I know why.
Why?
Because GE, what's the sponsor? GE,
General Electric.
Yeah, they wanted a song about buying their products today, not tomorrow.
Oh my God.
So they made them write a song of Now Is the Best Day instead of tomorrow. But then once they lost the sponsorship, they brought it back. But you can actually hear like a techno-y version of Now Is the Time in the Tomorrowland area music.
Oh, wow.
Oh my interesting. God.
Oh yeah, now
because
is
it's
the time.
Now it's now been engraved into my time. Brain after working there.
And I was with Jenny when she first learned that too, because we were watching another YouTube video about it, and she was like, "What?"
It blew my mind.
You're never more than a few steps away from a trash can.
30 feet.
30.
Yep.
After the original Carousel of Progress show is over in the Disneyland version,
totally not obsessed. Not at all.
Guests were brought up to the second floor for a 4-minute show and a viewing of a model of Progress City, which was based on a prototype for Walt Disney's experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Epcot.
Also known as Epcot.
Epcot.
Portions of Progress City can still... Epcot. Portions of that model city can still be viewed while riding the People Mover.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
I saw that. That was cool.
The voice of Carousel of Progress is Uncle Orville is Mel Blanc, who also famously voiced Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Tweety Bird.
Like no way more than that. He was like half the entire cast.
Absolutely.
Mel Blanc was a legend. I had no idea that was him.
No privacy. Awesome.
But again,
in here.
No obsession here whatsoever.
So this next one is actually pretty interesting.
Oh god, is it about Carousel of Progress?
No, actually not. Okay. So in the late 1950s, Walt Disney planned to expand Main Street USA with two districts called International Street and Edison Square. In Edison Square, guests would be treated to a show which was supposed to be called Harnessing of the Lighting, which would show the evolution of electricity in the home from the late 19th century to the present and beyond.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
After each time period or act was over, the audience would get up and walk to the next one, but this idea was eventually scrapped. One of the reasons for this was that the technology available just was not up to par with what Walt Disney wanted. Hmm. The idea, however, stayed in Disney's mind for the next few years. General Electric still wanted to work with Disney, but a better outlet was needed. Hmm. Walt Disney World employs close to 60,000 cast members, making it one of the largest employers in the U.S.
Makes sense.
General Electric approached Walt Disney to develop a new show for the company's pavilion at the 1964 to 1965 New York World's Fair. Disney leapt at the chance to rekindle his relationship with General Electric, who would fund the project and the new technology necessary to bring it to life.
And what attraction was that, Bill?
Reaching back to the Edison Square concept, Walt Disney again pitched the idea of an electrical progress show to General Electric executives, who loved it.
And what was that?
I don't know, actually. On March 10th, 1985, General Electric's contract expired with Disney, and the company chose not to renew. The attraction, Carousel of Progress, if you guys didn't know about it.
I've never heard about that one.
Oh.
I've never heard it.
Interesting. Yeah, it's cool. The attraction closed shortly thereafter so that all the GE references could be removed from the attraction. The GE logo was replaced with a new logo that showed a blueprint of the six carousel theaters. However, several GE logos are still seen on some electric
six
appliances.
Six carousel theaters.
Yep.
There were six original?
There's the opening, turn of the century, mid-century, future, and then the final. Is that five?
No, that's five.
There's four scenes.
Four scenes.
Four scenes plus the opening and outro.
Yeah, the opening does rotate to the first scene. That is true.
That is.
So I guess there's only five?
No, no there's six, including the outro.
There's six. You have the
I'm missing one time period.
The intro, then you have the first time period, second time period, third time period, fourth time period, exit, and then they swing it around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
load and unload is different.
Okay, yeah, I thought they were the same. Okay.
No, that's why unload, you get off closer towards Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Load, you get off closer, like, center.
Okay, got it.
And then my last fact here. Carousel of Progress is the best ride in Walt Disney World.
That's not a fact! And that is not supported by numbers.
And that's not even...
Actually, yeah.
Carousel of Progress is the number one ride.
It says right here. It's the number one ride where 100% of attendees loved it.
I fell asleep in here. Not that I don't like it. I was just tired.
Oh, boy.
So those are my statistics for this week.
Okay.
Good job, Bill.
Thank you.
Good job.
All statistics, but they were definitely interesting
facts. Yeah, there were definitely some interesting facts in there.
I still like the 30 round trips to the moon.
I still can't believe I didn't recognize that it was Mel Blanc.
Yeah, the round trips
to the moon fact was cool, too.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the one about Carousel Progress that I did?
No, I didn't.
No,
did
which one?
Oh, God, no,
yeah,
I
I'll repeat
one.
Them all. So, number one.
Well, if you did.
All right.
I think that just about wraps it up for this episode.
Yeah, hopefully you guys learned something. We definitely did, for sure.
Oh, so, I'm glad.
We will see you in the next episode.
Take care.
Bye.
Totally not obsessed.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can listen to Friends in Fantasyland, a Disney podcast, wherever you find your podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Friends in Fantasyland. See you real soon.